So this whole splenectomy thing, you feel good about it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I told you. It's a routine surgery. You'll be fine.
Right, right. Actually, I sort of meant, do you personally feel confident?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're going to be hacking into me, and I just wanted to make sure that you feel ready.
I've never taken out a spleen before. But believe me, it's no big deal. Spleen, gallbladder, it's all the same.
Okay, red flag. See, I didn't go to medical school, but I'm thinking not all the same.
Susan, I know what I'm doing. You're going to have to trust me, okay?
I would like to. But I got to be honest, the fact that you can't even cut that steak isn't helping.
That's not fair. You overcooked it. And frankly, it's not the freshest meat.
Well, neither am I. I've got 35 years on that cow.
Wait, Susan, are you saying you don't want me to be your surgeon?
I'm sorry. I don't mean this to sound the wrong way. I would be more comfortable with an experienced surgeon.
It's okay. I understand.
Thank you.
I should really be going.
What? I didn't even serve dessert yet. You said you understood.
No, I do. I do. I respect your decision to see another doctor, but you know what? You need to respect that my feelings are hurt.
What? You want me to put my life on the line to service your ego?
I save lives every day. I cut, I save, I cut, I save. That's what I do. And if that gives me an out-of-control ego, well, maybe I need that to cut into another human being.